The House Judiciary Committee to order. It is 2:45 p.m. Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. Before we begin, I want to thank Shannon McCain, the House Judiciary Secretary, who makes sure we have a transcript of our meetings, and Talia Ames from the Juneau LIO to make sure we have sound. Oh, I'm sorry.
I was like, that's not Talia.
It's Doug from the LIO, not Shannon McCain. My apologies. Please remind committee members and all those in the room to please silence your cell phones. Present today, we have Representative Price Tompkins, Representative Drummond, my vice chair, Representative Snyder, and myself, Representative Clayman. We have a quorum to conduct business. Our first and only order of business today is House Bill 372, Eliminate Minimum Wage Exemption, sponsored by Representative Tuck. This is the second hearing of the bill in the House Judiciary Committee. Our office did not receive any amendments to House Bill 372. That brings House Bill 372 back before the committee and final comments. And as usual, I'll give members up to 3 minutes. And today, for final comments, we start with Representative Drummond. Representative Christ Tompkins, Representative Snyder.
I'm just pleased for the opportunity to update this statute and thank the bill sponsor and staff.
I have no comments. Representative Snyder, may I have a motion?
Yes, I move version 32-LS1588/A of House Bill 372 with individual recommendations and attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objection, House Bill 372 moves from committee. You'll stay behind after we adjourn to sign the paperwork, and we will now adjourn for the day. Our next meeting is Friday, March 4th, at 1 p.m., when we will be hearing House Bill 5. And with that, we stand adjourned. The time is 2:47.